Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We will get to what's happening or about to happen in the NHL tonight very shortly, but we left last night's Winnipeg-Dallas result hanging in the balance for the arrival of Shayna Goldman from The Athletic to dive in, because this has to be a statistician slash analytics dream. Isn't it? It feels like baseball to me that we are talking about such dramatic splits right now. Yes, you can say exclusively or almost so for the Jets, but the Dallas Stars are 5-1 at home and 2-4 on the road. They're feeding this narrative as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what the Jets are doing, it's so interesting because you look at teams on the road in the playoffs, and before last night's games, nobody who had not won a road game advanced to round two, except for the Jets. Yeah. Like, it says something. You don't need to be these like road ice warriors to win in the playoffs, but you have to be able to win away from your home rink. And so I started looking at the numbers of it before the last night's game, because I was curious, like, is it as simple as the Stars at home are keeping Dylan Sandberg away from Mikko Rantanen? Like, that was my best guess, because he's such a good shutdown defenseman and it would make sense if he's so freed up. But it seems like the Stars don't care about that matchup at all, right? They're saying Mikko Rantanen can cook against anybody. The big difference I noticed was that on the road, I thought Mark Scheifele was pretty invisible. And I thought at home he looked a lot better, especially in game two. So I checked the numbers and that split was pretty different, right? In games one and two, I think the Jets did a good job keeping Scheifele away from the Rantanen power versus power matchup. And then in games three and four, that's what the Stars angled for. And you could see the numbers backed it up that, you know, the Stars were controlling play in those minutes. So then you go to last night's game and he played 328 head-to-head with Rantanen. It's a big difference for him, you know, in those minutes and away from them.
Something that the numbers won't show, too. I think Connor Hellebuyck is fine. He gave up 5-3 in the two games in Dallas, but I think it was the circumstances, like the goal that shouldn't have counted that made it 3-2 in game three, and then goal a minute later.
The one that took 10 years to review,
yeah,
that one?
It was a terrible call, a terrible NHL decision. But anyway, I think Connor Hellebuyck is fine. This is not St. Louis where he got pulled three times in three road games. I think he's fine. And two, I think the Winnipeg power play was really good yesterday, and then they got maybe a lucky goal, but not a lucky goal. I don't think it was a good goal given up by Ottinger on Ehlers on the 5-on-3, but that opened the floodgates. Like, floodgates, Duffer, sometimes you're 0 forever, and then you score one, and it opens. I think those two, Hellebuyck factor, I think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for, the two games in Dallas and the power play, could be the difference tomorrow night in game six in Dallas.
I mean, who's to say? I'm very curious how this is going to go. But I think the other difference, too, is against the Blues, I think the defense, which was the Jets' strength all season, looked really bad, right? I think the Blues figured out how to exploit it. I don't want to say better than the Stars, but differently, right? They were, the rush shots they were getting were really dangerous. They were allowing those screens, which was challenging Hellebuck. We talked about it, how he didn't face enough clear-sided shots in round one and how many tips and deflections that there were, and the Stars are playing it differently. And it is interesting because you would have thought, like, maybe the Stars would have taken notes from that series and said, oh, maybe that's how we have to change our game. But they're such a good team, they really don't need to change their game. They can just play to their strengths. But it's something to know, like, that is the best way to target him. And I think Hellebuck has looked a lot better, but he's faced very different shots this round.
Last one for me on this series, because we got a lot to get to. Is it virtually impossible that Dallas could lose this series? The Jets cannot win on the road, so that's the game six feather in the cap of the Stars. But if a miracle happens, Pete DeBoer also cannot lose game seven, as he is the greatest in the history of the game, player, goaltender, coach. So what are we looking at here?
I would be shocked if the Dallas Stars lost three straight games. You know, like, that would be something else. There are other teams, if you said, oh, the Maple Leafs are going to lose three straight, I'd be like, of course they are. Sure. But the Dallas Stars, I do feel a lot differently about. I don't think that they're going to. But I want to give the Jets credit, because that's a team that I think we've all questioned their playoff pedigree for some time, with guys like Hellebuck, guys like Ehlers, who look who's coming to play in big games. Yep. And I want to give them credit for how they're playing with their backs against the wall. Can they maintain that for another three games? I don't think so. Could they for seven? I would be a little surprised, but I could see it happening too, because we can't just write off Winnipeg because they're going to be on the road, right? They have to win at some point. And you could say, well, maybe if you get past those playoff demons of Hellebuck's back and Ehlers is playing in the playoffs and you went on the road, now you have the juice to win a game seven. Sure, but I just still would bet on the Stars.
Is the Carolina Hurricanes now becoming maybe a cup favorite? And I know Toronto and Florida are playing game six tonight, and Florida's, you know, on everybody's mind, but the way Carolina is playing and the way Freddie Anderson is playing, he, according to Hockey Reference, has had 8 quality starts and 9 starts this postseason. And I think the one that he didn't get a quality start is the game he got hurt. He gave up a goal on 7 shots. Like, every game that he started and finished was a quality start. Would the Carolina Hurricanes be a Stanley Cup favorite because of the play of Freddie Anderson?
He's definitely a part of it. I don't think he's the driving force, because, you know, He has saved 15 goals above expected, according to Evolving Hockey. That's the best in the league. When you per 60 it, so you account for the differences in games played, which I think is so important in the playoffs, he's still number one with 1.7 goals saved above expected per 60. If you start digging into the numbers, his goals against, that's the best. The unblocked shot rate he is facing is the lowest, and I think that's important, right? There's a difference. We look at unblocked shots because that's what a goalie has to get set for, and that's what expected goals uses, because the way blocks are counted and tracked is a little bit funky. Yeah. But, you know, he's not facing a ton in that regard. The shot quality is not up to the usual heights of the Canes this year. And that we know, right? The shot quality against, when they do allow a shot, sometimes it's a little bit more dangerous, and it's not, he's not insulated like the best goalie in the world, right? But I think what he's doing with that workload is so impressive. It's so different than Kochekov, too. So I think he would be a big reason for their success. Can he handle that against a team like the Panthers is going to be the big question, because I think that they've had it easier in terms of opponents and what they're doing offensively. And the team work in front of the blue paint is huge, right? Like, they're suffocating forecheck and they're so good defensively. So it's going to be different once they go up against someone that has the depth of the Florida Panthers and has that forecheck to counter the Canes. It's going to be I'm assuming it's the Panthers, but it's going to be a much different animal for the Canes. But I do think that everybody counted against them because of the Rantanen situation, when they made all these low-key ads over the last year and interchanged their lineup in a way that is so impressive. Guys like Walker and Hall and Stankoven and Jankowski and Carrier, like, they fit so well. So I do think this is a much better version of last year's team, but I think it would be an absolute grind to series against the Panthers.
I will say this. My prediction next round will be Carolina over Florida. It would be Toronto over Carolina. Ooh. And I still think the Leafs have a chance.
I would not go with the Leafs, but I listen. That would be something. That truly, truly would be something.
Do you?
If they get, so if Craig the Berube, Leafs get that far, they're not letting Carolina get in the way this time. That happened in like 2002. That's not happening again.
Yeah. Now, do you think, like Craig Berube this morning said, he's not splitting Marner and Matthews. I thought he should have splitted them in the third period of game five and tried something. But he didn't. And he says, it didn't really work this season. Do you give him 20 minutes, Shayna, to like get going? And if it doesn't work, you have to split them. You can't go in thinking that's your best option in game six tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst idea to say, okay, Tavares and Marner go together and Nylander and Matthews, right? We've seen them work together before in previous postseasons, in previous seasons. Mm-hmm. These guys do have chemistry and I don't know how to play with each other, but it's not an easy decision. I mean, if you want to break it up further and say, okay, you need to spread them across three lines, that hasn't worked this season, yeah. Right? And that's why there was so much pressure for them to go out and get depth scoring and they chose against it because you look at it, it's such a tricky one. This is such a tricky one because I don't want to let the core four off the hook. Please, let's preface it that way first. I think Austin Matthews needs to be better. I also think he's injured. I think Mitch Marner needs to be better, and it doesn't matter what he did earlier this postseason. I think Nylander and Tavares could do more. But at the end of the day, when those four are not on the ice in this series, the Leafs only have 2 5-on-5 goals, and they've allowed 6 against. They have a 31% expected goal share when the bottom six is on the ice. So as much as it falls on the top guys to be the top guys, I think they still need to figure out what to do with this bottom six because the Panthers have a third line that can score. And in games one and two, when the Matthews line neutralized the Barkov line, as they did, that they kept them off the board, right, for two games, Marchand, Lundell, and Lusterainen put up 4 5-on-5 goals.
Yep.
The Leafs don't have a counter to that. So I get the decision to say, okay, let the top four be the top four and let them click. But what are you doing about the bottom six to get...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Give those top guys some support because they truly do need it.
So, teams that are out, Minnesota, Marco Rossi. The name seems to keep percolating here as far as will he stay? Will he be dealt? Needs a new contract? How big will it be? How do you view Marco Rossi and his value? He had the unfortunate reality of playing bigger minutes and producing while the team was going through a massive injury void. And when the big gunners came back, all of a sudden he went from 18 minutes a game in the regular season down to 11 in the playoffs. And it would appear that someone in his camp, maybe him too, is a little sour about the situation. So, like, what is Rossi's value? Should a team like Buffalo and or somebody else be looking to acquire Marco Rossi?
I think he showed two things this year. One, he could play with someone like Kirill Kaprizov. And everybody might look at that and say, who couldn't play with Kirill Kaprizov? I could play with him. He's so good. You would be wrong. Because top guys can carry their own lines. Sure. But to keep up and complement those top guys is a true skill, right? There are elite utility players and elite supporting cast. Guys like Zach Hyman, right? They have value because they can keep up and compliment Connor McDavid and not just be dragged along by Connor McDavid, which is the version we saw of him this year. So there's a big difference between that. And I think Rossi shows he can be, you know, a true top six player. The other part of it is, though, when Kaprizov was hurt And when he didn't have as valuable of teammates, and like you said, played more, he also stepped up to the plate. So I think it shows what he can do in his own right and how he's coming into his own. And yes, it was a delayed start, and there were a lot of factors between the deployment and his own health that, you know, played into it. But I do think he's showing he's a very good player, and he's a top six center, right? Like, if he could be a really great second line center in his own right as a play driver, or be a top guy that plays with the top line winger, that's not a bad thing. So I think he should get a nice new contract. I think that they should skip the bridge deal. I think if I'm him, I go for the bridge deal and then cash in on the next deal. But like something in that 5-year range to 6 to 7 million might sound really rich right now, but it's what Evolving Hockey projects. They say if he's going to go for 5 years, it would be a $6 million contract. And I think I've said it before that I think the middle class is going to benefit from the cap going up the most. I think that's pretty fair for someone that is in their prime and is going to help you now and in the future. So if the Wild don't want to pay that, I think another team should send an offer sheet his way.
Well, offer sheet, if you go over 7.02, it's a first, second, and third. I think you'd have to go to that level. You'd have to go like $7.5 million to make Minnesota have to say, well, no, we're not going there. So would you go and do a 7.5 closer to 8, maybe on a 5-year deal, and give up a first, second, and third as compensation for Rossi?
I would need more term then, right? Like if you're going up to those heights, I would say it had to be a longer contract so you don't have to worry about this in another few years. I think over the 7 million range is a little bit rich, but and you look at how much cap space Minnesota has and you would think they should be able to match it. But I do wonder if they, you know, kind of give pause to hitting that $7 million range when they view him. And he is a 2C in Minnesota because they have Joel Eriksson-Ek, who is their rightful number one.
Is he a 2C though, based on what happened in the playoffs and how he got dropped down and the fact that Brock Nelson's a UFA and he's from Minnesota and blah, blah, blah?
I think we're all jumping to Brock Nelson going to Minnesota way, way, way too soon. Like if that's speculation and smoke and there's true kicking the tires and there's a real chance, then I think a team doesn't need to go to those heights, right? Because then the Wild would obviously view him as a 3C. So then you don't need to go to 7.5 million to get him. I think the context around it is going to be really interesting to see who the Wild pursue, because if it seems like they're not as interested in Rossi being their 2C, I don't think you need to jump through as many hoops to get him.
What about Jim Hiller in LA? Ken Holland said they'll be aggressive, and he gave his coach a vote of confidence in. He had a great season. They had 105 points. They were great defensively, and he will learn a lot from what happened this year. I would have gone in a different direction, but Ken Holland is going to stick with Jim Hiller. What do you think that does in LA?
I do think Hiller was a very good regular season coach. I also think Hiller's decisions cost them the series. And yes, it's not just the coaching challenge. That was terrible. Mm-hmm. It's the defensive shell, not learning from the mistakes of games 1 and 3 and 4. And it kept going on, right? And it just kind of waterfalled from there. So I think that if he's going to learn, unlike what he did on the fly, and he has an offseason to reflect, maybe you're onto something there. But I don't know. I think I would have gone in a different direction, but I think you just have to be ready to make a change if necessary. You can't let this one play out. If the team doesn't look different and he doesn't adjust his strategies, and you see that within a month or two, mm-hmm, you know, that's going to be tough. If you see those weird decisions in the third period start coming up again, it's obviously a different environment, right? And he might not be in the position to make those same kinds of decisions. But if you see the constant defensive shell, I think you have to make a change there, right? I think the roster could use another high-end, high up-tempo, high octane kind of forward. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be really curious because Ken Holland's track record as general manager is very hit or miss. And you go through the Edmonton era and you go, well, he got guys like Carrick and Henrique who were really good for them, and Ekholm, and he signed Zach Hyman. And I think his son, Brad Holland, is a little more of a numbersy guy. And I wonder how much influence there is on there. But you also look at, you know, the Darnell Nurse contract and Jack Campbell. So it's a mixed bag for the coach and the general manager. We'll see how that marries.
See you next week.
Yes.
Sounds great. Shana Goldman from The Athletic, back after this on Sabres Live.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.